In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Well, good morning. What a delightful day to be with you again. This is Pastor Joe Helm on Word for Life this morning, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. What a great joy to start the day in the Word and being encouraged, admonished, and challenged by the truth of God's Word. We started talking about the judgment of God, and we went through that session talking about the great white throne judgment, the time when all those dead, small and great, were standing before God, and the books were open, and they were judged according to the things in the books. And because their name was not found written in the book of life, they were cast into the lake of fire. Just a horrific, tragic thing to think about for those that end their earthly life without faith in Christ. But we talked about the gospel, how Jesus Christ, Lamb of God, died on that cross in our place, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, and that righteousness of God is given to us as a gift as we put our faith in that atoning work. Jesus, our Passover, he is our Lamb. His blood was shed for our sin. Hallelujah for the cross. And then we talked and we started the next session with regard to the judgment seat of Christ, where every believer will stand before God to give an account of their labors in this life, in God's kingdom, in God's field, and in God's building, his temple. And that those works were going to be judged according to whether they were good or bad, that is, profitable, beneficial to the kingdom of God, or worthless and mediocre. And the ones that would be profitable and beneficial, God likened them to gold, silver, and precious stones that would endure the fire of judgment. But those that were worthless and foul, those are the ones that were likened to wood, hay, and stubble that would burn up at the judgment. And so we ended the last session with a question. Oh God, how do I stand before you with works that will be gold, silver, and precious stone? How do I stand before the judgment seat of Christ and hear, well done? How do I stand before the judgment seat of Christ with my life's labor considered to be faithful to God and worthy of God's reward? Now, here are six biblical instructions for those that desire to hear that well done. Those that desire to stand at the judgment seat of Christ with works that endure. Number one, be fearful. Be fearful. 1 Peter 1, verse 17 said, "And if ye call on the Father," that is, you declare Jesus Christ as your Lord and God as your Father, "if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons is going to judge according to every man's work." Just another reference to the judgment seat of Christ then. What's the admonition here? What's the call on the believer's life who calls on God? Pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. In other words, in recognition of the judgment that's coming. There's a reverential fear. There's an awe. There's a healthy, healthy concern and a consciousness of the day of accountability. You know, if you're a boss, if you're working for a company, and on a Monday morning, say on a Monday morning, the boss comes to you and says, "Hey, I'm going to go on a long trip for a month, and I'm leaving you in charge, and I expect that while I'm gone, you're going to work in such a way that it is good and beneficial for my company. And when I get back a month from now, there's going to be a day of meeting. You're going to come into my office and you're going to sit in the judgment chair and you are going to give an account for the month's labor as to whether or not what you did was good and beneficial for my company or what you did was worthless and mediocre." Don't you think that if that was about to happen to you, that you would work that entire month conscious of the day of his return? Don't you think you'd work that entire month, every day, every hour, every minute, knowing that you wanted your work to be beneficial to your boss? Well, of course you would. And so this is what it's talking about here. Be fearful. Live your time of life on this earth in Jesus Christ in such a way that you're conscious of accountability on the day of judgment. And so number one Bible instruction, be fearful, be ready. Live in reverential awe and concern and consciousness of accountability on the day of Christ's return. Number two, be fervent. Titus 2:14 says, who gave himself, referring to the Lord Jesus, of course, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, from all sin, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. That's what he means by a peculiar people, zealous of good works. In other words, fervent. Fervent is being passionate about something. It's being intense. It's being zealous. It's being totally committed without divided loyalty, solely sold out, passionate, fervent in your representation of the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth. So number one, be fearful. Be conscious of the day of accountability. Number two, be fervent. Be totally sold out, committed, passionate, zealous in your good works for Jesus Christ. Number three, be furnished. 2 Timothy 3:16, 17 is a great verse of Scripture, a couple verses there. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. And then it tells you why. It gives you the reason that Scripture is so important and so profitable for these things. That the man or woman of God may be perfect, mature is the idea there, grown up in Christ, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And so number three is be furnished. Be furnished by the word of God unto good works. Be equipped. The idea of being furnished is equipping. You know, you furnish a house by putting appropriate furniture and wall hangings and pots and pans and all the different things you need to live with and live life on a daily basis. That's what it means to furnish your house. Well, here we're talking about furnishing our spiritual life. And we furnish our spiritual life by the word. Romans tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. 1 Peter tells us to be hungering and thirsting for the sincere milk of the word of God that we may grow thereby. And so we need to be furnished. We need to be equipped. We need to be prepared by the word of God so that we can wield that sword of truth and represent Christ well. Number four is be fruitful. Colossians 1:10 says that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, that is pleasing him in every way. How? Being fruitful in every good work. To be fruitful is to be profitable for Christ. Good results in the labors in God's kingdom, producing abundant growth, abounding in fruit, overflowing is the idea. Be fruitful in your Christian life. Number five, be faithful. The idea of faithfulness is wonderful. Jesus said, Matthew 25, he said, well done, thou good and faithful servant, because thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many. So be faithful, be thorough in your performance of your services for Christ and his church. Be true to your word, be steady, be loyal, be constant, be reliable, be trustworthy and true. This is the idea of faithfulness. When you say you'll do it, do it. When you give a commitment, follow through on your commitment. Serve your local church. Be a blessing to your pastor. Number six, be future focused. That is, listen to the words of Paul in Philippians 3, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Always looking forward, anticipating the coming of Christ, listening for the trumpet of God, being ready to give an answer to any man for the reason for the hope that's within you. Christ said, therefore, be alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. Be fearful, be fervent, be furnished, be fruitful, be faithful, and be future focused. Those are the biblical instructions so that when you stand before Christ, all will not be burned up, but instead Christ will award to you recompense. And from the scripture, we can discern at least what some of that is when the scripture refers to crowns that are given at that time. The incorruptible crown for living a disciplined, godly life, 1 Corinthians 9:25. The crown of rejoicing for being a soul winner and witnessing of your faith in Christ, 1 Thessalonians 2:19. The crown of righteousness for those that love Christ's appearing, those that are motivated by the return of Christ, 2 Timothy 4:8. The crown of life, James 1:12, that is the crown for enduring trials and temptation and persecution. The crown of glory, 1 Peter 5:4, for faithful pastors, faithful shepherds of the flock. And Revelation 2:10, the martyr's crown, the crown for being faithful unto death. Folks, there is so much to anticipate. Why would we waste our time with earthly concerns and earthly baubles and earthly distractions? Let us run the race with patience. Run the race that is set before us, keeping our eye on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. In fact, here's a prayer for the heavenly-minded and kingdom-minded saint. It's by Charles Wesley, by the way. He said, "Thee may I set at my right hand, whose eyes mine inmost substance see, and labor on at thy command, and offer all my works to thee. Give me to bear thy easy yoke, and every moment watch and pray, and still to things eternal look, and hasten to thy glorious day. For thee delightfully to employ, whate'er thy bounteous grace has given, and run my course with even joy, and closely walk with thee to heaven." Oh, what a great prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, I trust that you're encouraged and that you will be alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. And so be alert, be awake, be watchful. In fact, let me encourage you sometime to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and read about the 22 imperatives for the watching and waiting believer. What a great joy is ours on the day we stand before Christ if our life's work for the kingdom of God and the church of Jesus Christ will be found as gold and silver and precious stones. In other words, that which will abide the fire of judgment and through which we will hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy Lord." Hallelujah. I trust that's your prayer. I commit you to the Lord. Be blessed. Work for him. Live for Christ. Listen for the trumpet. If there's anything that we can ever do to be a blessing to you, we encourage you to come over to Brookside Baptist Church, and we would just love to meet with you, speak with you, see if we can help you in any way we can. We'd love to invite you to our services on Sunday, 9 a.m., 10:15 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m., where the Word of God is preached with soundness, clarity, and with joy. And so we look forward to seeing you then. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer, or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.